Okay, but that's not why Area 51 is still classified. So why keep this base secret? And I lean into my reader and I say, here's why I think the base is secret. And this came to me from a source. And in the last seven pages, I tell you what that source said to me from one man's oral history. The source was an engineer for EG&G. He was a member of the Manhattan Project. And the source told me that in 1951, he was one of five engineers that was asked to solve what is called a wicked engineering problem. And the source told me that he was one of five people who received the equipment from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and that was originally what crashed in Roswell, and that it was a flying circular-shaped aircraft. It was not from Mars, it was from Russia. And it was actually originally a Third Reich design. And so this flying disc, according to the engineer from EG&G, was something that had crashed in New Mexico, and the intent was for it to be a hoax, that Stalin, and again, we're in 1947 here when we're talking about the Roswell crash. 1947, Stalin did not yet have an atomic weapon. Truman did. They were bitter rivals. And so Stalin made a move, fired a warning shot over Truman's bow, so to speak, to say, you may have the atomic bomb, but I have psychological warfare. And a la the War of the Worlds, he wanted to send this flying disc to land in New Mexico and have people come out that looked like aliens. And the EG&G engineer told me that the child-sized pilots inside were the result of ghastly human experiments in the Soviet Union.